this is a good day for women, infants, and children who are our future.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Thursday unveiling a package of proposed changes to the USDA's Women, Infants, and Children's Program, otherwise known as WIC. Changes, Vilsack says, are focused on
increasing flexibility in the program.
For example, expanding the amounts and types of fruits and vegetables that participants can buy, adding foods never before available, and in several package sizes. And there are many more proposed changes aimed at
making sure that the program has enough flexibility that regardless of your circumstance or situation, you can participate.
Even if you have special dietary needs, USDA Deputy Undersecretary Stacy Dean says along that line,
we intend to provide more non-dairy alternatives to milk to support special dietary requirements.
Some dairy groups have come out against that change, but Vilsack says
what we're trying to do is to make sure that those people who don't tolerate dairy as well are given the option of still having yogurt, for example.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.